they cut and thrash all at one operation, bag them, and they're stored in bins in the barn.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe the operation of thrashing. What does that do?
Well, that you cut it like you would mow it for bundles, and that goes through the combine, and the cylinder knocks the grain out, and the straw goes out on the side, and the grain's caught in bags.
So all you have in the bags is the grain?
Grain.
Nothing else?
That's right.
Okay. Now, moving along to rigs and wagons, what was this piece of wood called that went up between two horses in a wagon?
That's a tongue.
Uh-huh. Now, on a buggy, what are these two things that are on both
sides?
Shafts. Now, on a one-horse rig, what was this piece of wood that was crosswise, say the horse was up here?
You know. That's a single tree.
Uh-huh. Then if you have two horses,
you'd have a double tree and two single trees.
Yeah, the two single trees would be attached to each end of the double tree.
Good.
Now, say a wheel began to squeak 20, 30 years ago. What would you do to it?
You'd grease it.
Uh-huh.
And
how
use
would
castor oil on buggies.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best thing they knew then.
Mm-hmm. How was that done?
You'd take the, set the wheel up on something to hold it.
You didn't have jacks?
Take the nut,
you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And screw the nut off and pull the wheel, grease it,
mm-hmm.
slip it back on.
Uh-huh. It was held on by a nut, not by
yeah.
cotter pins?
No, a nut.
Uh-huh.
And they were all so that they would tighten. If the threads were, you know, and have right and left hand
mm-hmm.
threads,
mm-hmm.
so that as the wheel rolled, it wouldn't turn the nut off.
Mm-hmm. I saw some micro midget racers. Do you know what they are? They're real small.
Yeah.
And they're rather cheap, and they don't have nearly the horsepower of the big cars. And saw one guy just start out on the track, and he went halfway around, and his wheel came off.
Mm.
And he went fourth of the way around without even knowing that his wheel was off.
Oh.
It was pretty stiff.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened, something broke, and his wheel just rolled off. It just
mm-hmm.
turned off. And I guess the screws are the wrong way or something.
Oh, I must have.
Yeah. Now, how would you describe a person's hands who would, after he greased the wheel? They'd be what?
Be dirty.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Greasy.
Now, what was this instrument that you used to drive horses with?
Buggy whip.
Uh-huh. What about driving oxen? What would you use?
Well, ox whip.
Mm-hmm. Would you say whip?
Or? Yeah, I just say whip.
Ever say whoop?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard that?
I've heard it,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But we always say whip.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, what kind of land do you have here? What do you call the rich black, usually bottom land? What do you call that?
Well, that's we don't have any of that here.
Huh.
That's black. Call it black land.
How about terms like loam? Or
we have the loam here, and it's a kind of a brownish color.
Mm-hmm.